The views and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii. This program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Dr. Health Radio.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, fitness, nutrition, and wellness. Now in its 34th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is David Snow, who is a health expert but not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their area of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a medical condition that requires treatment, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the snowman himself, David Snow.
When your crinkles turn to wrinkles and your wrinkles turn to seams, when your nicely rounded bottom is a widely flattened beam, when you see your outsides changing while your insides stay the same, so old age won't overtake you, keep on running, that's the game. Welcome once again to the healthiest hour on radio. It's the snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And we thank you so very much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend. And a reminder, it's one doctor's appointment that doesn't cost you a thing. No insurance required, so you don't have to pull down your pants or take off your clothes for this painless injection of health information, which we do every Saturday, whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening you're listening to us. And aging is on the menu, in case you didn't get that hint from what I first read you a second ago. And we are going to be having, in just a few minutes, Dr. Ross Pelton. He is going to be talking about theories of aging and how a substance called glutathione, which your body produces, or you can take an external or exogenous source of it, may be one of the keys to living longer. And you need to know about or remember the name glutathione, because it's really the master antioxidant, as well as doing a lot of other things, which will be explained by Dr. Pelton. He is a pharmacist, clinical nutritionist, and author of 12 books on health, nutrition, and medicine. And he's also a microbiome scientist. So we'll talk about his newest book, The Glutathione Theory of Aging, when we cover these news articles and stories, as well as our regular weekly features. When is a disease a blessing? You've heard of hemophilia, where a person can't stop bleeding, right? But mild hemophilia, it might add an extra year or two to your life. Here's some interesting information about, it reduces blood clotting if you have it, but they seem to have a longer life expectancy than those who do not have it. And it might be because they're less likely to have strokes and heart attacks, which could be caused by clots. And it may be a possible advantage of blood is that, their blood is less likely to form potential dangerous clots. But they still have to be careful about stopping bleeding should they ever cut themselves. So, maybe it's a blessing in disguise. All right, good news. If you press snooze, turns out that hitting the snooze button has no negative impact on sleep quality or even daytime mood or energy levels. This, according to scientists, as reported in the Journal of Sleep Research. Plus, when they tested the subjects on alertness and reaction time soon after waking up, they performed better after pressing the snooze button than they did when they just got up immediately. And the researchers suspect that it's because hitting snooze helped them wake up gradually, making the test feel easier. But I don't know. I used to press the snooze button when I was younger, and it was always, oh, God, another 10 minutes. you always need 5 or 10 more minutes, right? All right, since our program focus today is on life extension as well as lengthening your health span, not just your lifespan, here's some interesting information or research that you might find interesting. Women have historically outlived men, right? But changing lifestyles may be changing that. This is from the University of Alcalá in Spain, and they analyzed the mortality data in more than 194 countries from 1990 to 2010. What they found: in recent decades, both men and women have benefited from advances in healthcare. Smoking and alcohol-related deaths, which disproportionately affected men, have also decreased over the years, and that may have helped reduce the life expectancy gap, which is only a few years now. So it's a combination of lifestyle, hormones, and gender that affect longevity. So just because you're a man doesn't mean you're, you know, doomed to a shorter life expectancy as long as you take care of yourself. All right, let's talk about, boy, here I get on my soapbox right now, digital addiction and mental health. Are there no sacred spaces anymore? Any phone-free environments out there? I mean, the reason I ask is I was in church last Sunday, and shortly after the service started, sitting right next to me was this woman who immediately started texting nonstop on her phone. She was totally distracted and engrossed in her digital universe. And then I look at I notice the woman sitting right in front of me looking at all kinds of pictures on her phone, never looking up at the preacher on the stage, totally distracted by her device. I mean, the kicker was, ironically, part of the preacher's sermon was on forgiveness. And so I was biting my tongue on working through my emotions to forgive these individuals for being blatantly disrespectful in a place of worship. But, I mean, talk about digital addiction. And then, that's not all. But wait, there's more. I'm at the gym the other night, and after working out, I went in the sauna. And wouldn't you know it, everyone had one in their hand, except for me, a smartphone. And here's the sauna. It's 175 degrees. And its purpose is not a room to check your, you know, the sports team scores or talk to your friend on the phone, which one of the men was doing. I mean, what is this world coming to? I don't need an extra challenge to challenge my mental health. I don't know. All right, I'm just saying. Okay. All right, let's go to matters of sexual health. All right. Okay, take a breath, David. Okay, sperm decline is accelerating across the world. You've probably heard stories over the years on that. But, you know, it's 50% lower now than it was in the 1970s. I mean, it's pandemic, or it's an epidemic here, but also worldwide. And the researchers say the big question is no longer whether there is so-called spermageddon, whether it's really happening, but why and what to do about it. Well, environmental toxins come to the limelight, as well as lifestyle factors. But globally, this is interesting, 1 in 6 people have trouble conceiving. This according to a recent report by the World Health Organization. And 50% of the cases are linked to problems with the quantity and quality of semen. Now, a reproductive epidemiologist at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, New York, did some research, and they found that the decline, if it declines at the continued rate it has been, the median sperm count would reach zero by the mid-2040s. That's not too many years away, folks. And within a generation, they say, we could lose the ability to reproduce entirely. I mean, that's pretty shocking. And it's not only men. Animals, man's best friend, dogs, vets regularly test stud dogs' sperm quality, and they found that the decline in sperm quality, they saw that in dogs, it parallels that seen in humans. That's even more shocking. And the speed of decline doesn't show signs of slowing, so it may be even accelerating. Not good news. And it's one of the culprits environmentally is all of our pollutants, the so-called endocrine disrupting chemicals that have an effect on your hormones, the phthalates and the connection of plastics and low sperm count, BPA, reduced libido, erectile dysfunction, and decreased sperm quality. But anyway, the environmental toxins, that's just one of the factors. And also the role of diet in sperm decline has also come under scrutiny. Multiple studies have found that men who are overweight produce less semen, and those they also have a lower overall sperm count and have reduced sperm motility. Okay, all right, so much for that. Let's see elsewhere. Since we It's a few days after Valentine's, but some of you are spending Valentine's this weekend. So is love a drug? Well, this is an interesting new study. Drugs to help people fall in love are increasingly becoming viable. Boy, as if there's not a drug for everything else, right? But the first recorded evidence for a so-called elixir of love dates back to 4,000 years ago. Ready access to love drugs is at most a decade away now, is what they say, and it's already being used therapeutically in the U.S. Experience of love is underpinned by four neurochemicals. Here they are. Oxytocin, the so-called hugging hormone, dopamine, beta endorphin, and serotonin. Now, oxytocin is the key to the start of relationships. That's the bonding hormone. It lowers your inhibitions and makes new bonds, helps form new bonds. And then dopamine motivates and rewards us. It's the reward center of the brain. Serotonin, on the other hand, gives you the obsessive elements of love. And then beta endorphin addicts us to love in the long term. So drugs that may be capable of mimicking love are utilized. They're starting to be in use for that purpose, capable of inducing euphoria, empathy, and love for our fellow humans. But, is taking a drug to induce or maintain love any different from taking an antidepressant? I mean, I don't know. That's a big question. All right, let's see, elsewhere in the news. Oh, okay. Let's talk about the SMILE diet, nutrients for a healthy mouth. We talked about that a few weeks ago with Nathan Jones. You can't have a healthy body if you don't have a healthy mouth, and infections often start in the mouth and often migrate to other areas of the body. But gum disease fuels chronic inflammation throughout the body. They say poor dental health also been linked to cardiovascular disease, which, of course, it's still American Heart Month. And we talked to a cardiologist on our first Saturday show this month. Type 2 diabetes, obesity, kidney disease also linked to poor dental health. And diet is critical, of course, especially soft foods. And I could spend an hour on that, which I won't, but avoiding the processed, refined ingredients, especially sugar-containing foods, you know that. Essential to oral health, but also some key nutrients. Calcium, it hardens the bone or tooth enamel. Potassium also improves bone mineral density, and that's from your vegetables as well as whole grains. And then vitamin A supports your immune functions and mucous membranes in the oral cavity. And by the way, vitamin A, in case we don't get it to it next month for National Nutrition Month, you know why it's called vitamin A? It's not because it was the first vitamin discovered. A stood for anti-infective. It was an antiviral vitamin. And that's why, because it was so powerful. And people deficient in vitamin A had reduced immunity and more susceptibility to disease. And also, of course, vitamin C, most important vitamin for gums that supports healthy gum tissue. And that's why people... The sailors in ancient times had scurvy and they had bleeding gums and they would lose their teeth. And some people still do. They have subclinical scurvy. All right. Okay. So much for that. All right. Let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy. And I didn't get to these last week. And in case, it's still just a few days after Valentine's. So that Maxine, that crabby cartoon character, has some zingers for Valentine's Day. She says, "It's Valentine's Day, and I hope I'm going to get lucky tonight. You know, have my man do the dishes." And she says, "I love to hear a man say those three little words, 'I've got money.'" Okay. Hey, this is Maxine, not me, saying this. And Maxine's comments on sex. She says, "Sex at my age is like a medical procedure. It's not going to happen until I'm fully covered." All right. And finally, on her needs, she states, "I've got the same needs as any warm-blooded woman. Candy, cookies, donuts, and ice cream. And the only kind of spooning I'll be doing this Valentine's Day will be a large tub of ice cream." All right. So much for that. So let's squeeze in one more article since we're talking about, all things health. Is your diet paving the way to diabetes? Well, what you really eat does matter. or what you eat really matters, I should say. This was a new study and shows just why. And it's because 7 out of 10 type 2 diabetes cases were directly related to unhealthy food choices. Now, of the poor dietary habits studied, this was a team from Tufts University, they found the major contributors to disease, eating too much refined rice and wheat and too many processed meats and not enough non-starchy vegetables, nuts, and seeds. All right. Okay, that's it for the news and funnies. And when we come back, Dr. Ross Pelton joining us for all things on anti-aging medicine and extending not only your health span, but your lifespan as well here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. I'm David Snow. Stick around. Much more information coming up right after this.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now, our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Sorry, yogurt. Although you're high in calcium and protein, in the real world of potent probiotics, let's just say you're not that potent. While many consume you thinking they're getting enough probiotic bacteria for good gut health, the fact is, you yogurts can't compete with a medical strength probiotic like Theralac. Plus, you yogurts, well, most of you, have so much sugar and other ingredients that it defeats the purpose of eating you in the first place. So while we'll always be fond of you and other fermented foods, we want to make sure our listeners also take a potent probiotic like Theralac. That's because just one capsule of Theralac is equal to more than 200 cartons of yogurt in the beneficial bacteria that it delivers to the gut. And if your doctor advises you to just eat some yogurt after a course of antibiotics without a strong probiotic like Theralac, it can take up to 2 years to reestablish your healthy gut flora. Look for Theralac in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store or go to Theralac.com.
When choosing a food supplement, what's most important to you? If you said safe, effective, contaminant-free, and non-GMO, 100% of the population agrees with you. So out of the thousands of brands out there, which one do you choose? Natural Factors is the healthiest choice. For over 60 years, family-owned Natural Factors has been committed to the quality of their products, excellence in science and education, and caring for people and planet. And with over 900,000 square feet of manufacturing, Natural Factors is big enough to do it right. They are also one of the only companies to do it all, with their own certified organic farms, over 2,000 acres, their own extraction, encapsulation, laboratory, and research facilities, plus a vast network of academic and scientific experts. From farm to shelf, you can trust Natural Factors to bring you the best food supplements available anywhere. And they're available at your nearest natural food store, or go to naturalfactors.com.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata. Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are our specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Copycats? They're out there. Be strong and healthy. Tune in to the big dog. Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine.
You You make me feel so young.
Hey, we hope you're feeling young
you
out there in Radio Land.
So spring has sprung.
All right. And every time well, I think it was Victor Hugo who said, 40 is the old age of youth, 50 the youth of old age. And here on Dr. Health Radio, we like to think of 100 as the new 70. Hey, whether you're 9 years old or 90, we welcome you to the healthiest hour on radio. Welcome back to the program, David Snow on your radio. And in this segment of the program, Dr. Ross Pelton is my guest. He is a pharmacist as well as a clinical nutritionist and author of 12 books. We'll talk about a few of those today. He's also a microbiome scientist, and his newest book, which will focus in on the glutathione theory of aging, will tell you what glutathione is and why it's so important to your health, and it can either make you or break you when it comes to healthy aging. And we'd like to welcome him back to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Pelton. How the health are
Hello,
you?
Hello, David. It's nice to be with you on the Dr. Health Radio show.
You know, when I mentioned that quote from Victor Hugo on age, I was thinking about all the decades that we've known each other.
And, yeah, you know, we've been young for a very long time together. We're not old. We've been young for a very long time.
But, you know, I got to say, now that being old doesn't seem so old now that we're old, right?
Yeah, a friend of mine has a t-shirt that says, isn't it weird being the same age as old people?
Yeah, I saw that. I've used that before as well, yeah. And I saw this, it's hobbies and pursuit by the decades. Teens, biology. 20s, sociology. 30s, psychology. You know, this is the age stages that you go through in your lifetime.
Yeah.
40s, astrology. 50s, cosmetology, right? You want to get rid of those wrinkles. 60s, endocrinology. That's when everything starts to break down. And 70s, theology, when you realize you're not going to live forever. But anyway.
Where's proctology in there?
Right. All right. Well, let's practice some talktology and talk to our audience about how we can you know, slow down the aging process. Nobody wants to get old, but everybody wants to live a long time, of course. And let's first of all start, Dr. Pelton, with the biomarkers of aging, because that's an important place to start, isn't it? So that we can see kind of a reference point of where we are at the present time, so that we can either, well, we don't want to accelerate it, but we want to slow down the aging process of the cells, because if you slow down the aging of the cells, you're slowing down your entire aging process, you know, your mind and body, basically. So tell us, give us a overview of that.
Yeah, you're right, David. The goal is slowing down the process of biological aging. And it's not just increasing your lifespan.
Right.
We want to focus on increasing your health span.
Absolutely.
For people to be healthy as they age.
Yep.
And you talked about biomarkers of aging. There are some reliable biomarkers of aging, and one of the most important ones that's relatively new in our understanding is glutathione. Glutathione is now a recognized biomarker of aging, and a lot of people aren't familiar with glutathione, but it's made in every cell in your body. It's probably the most prevalent antioxidant in your body. It regulates detoxification. It regulates your immune system. So glutathione is a master multitasking molecule in our body, and boosting your glutathione levels is one of the most proactive things that people can do to enhance their healthy longevity.
Let's call it the master multitasker.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
It really is.
Now, isn't it produced by the liver? Is that correct, or is it
produced in every cell
of
your body.
Every cell, okay.
But the liver is the primary organ of detoxification, so tissue levels of glutathione are highest in the liver. And but it's also problematic in that there's a lot of things that will tend to deplete glutathione levels, and one of the most serious things that happens with depleted glutathione is liver damage. And often people end up with liver transplants or liver failures when they have glutathione depletion.
Well, and then I'm glad you mentioned that, Dr. Pelton, because acetaminophen comes to mind. And doesn't glutathione
Isn't it depleted when you take acetaminophen or other analgesics or, other prescription or over-the-counter drugs for that matter? But, that's really where you're putting glutathione to the test, right?
Yeah, well, acetaminophen depletes glutathione faster than just about anything. But there are many things that deplete it. Alcohol is metabolized in the liver with glutathione, and cigarette smoke. And these days, there's more and more people getting exposed to smoke with these wildfires.
Oh, yeah, air pollution in general.
The lungs depletes glutathione in the lung tissue, and that's why people end up with respiratory problems and lung damage. So throughout your body, glutathione is critically important. And especially areas of the body where there's a high level of metabolic activity, the lungs, the kidney, the heart, and the brain.
I was just going to ask you about the brain because, where it only comprises, a few percent of the total weight of a person's body, but it uses 20% of its energy and calories, et cetera.
Glutathione is one of the great protectors of the brain also.
Okay. So it's the strongest antioxidant. How does it compare to, a lot of people take antioxidant nutrients, including myself, vitamin C, vitamin E, astaxanthin, selenium, other nutrients that have an antioxidant effect on the body. How does it stack up against those? Is it the king of antioxidants?
I take all of those myself.
Uh-huh.
But glutathione is referred to as the master antioxidant because it's made in every cell in your body. And so its job is to protect every cell in your body against free radical damage and oxidative stress. And so it's really a critical factor. And there's a number of different ways that people try to boost their glutathione levels. Some of them are quite ineffective. And there's one now that's gaining in popularity as being a very popular and very effective method of boosting glutathione, and we can get into a discussion of that so your listeners can learn about it.
That sounds good. We need to take a bottom-of-the-hour break, though, first, Dr. Pelton, so I can keep asking you these questions. And when we come back, many more questions on anti-aging and aging gracefully and healthfully. And as Dr. Pelton mentioned, that's not just increasing your lifespan, it's increasing your health span. And we'll tell you how to do that when we come back from this brief break. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Welcome back to the program. Hey, no texting, twiddling, tweeting, or tableting here. Just talking, dispensing easy-to-swallow information here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. And speaking of swallowing things, and if you're just joining us, Dr. Ross Pelton's with us talking about aging, how you can age more gracefully and healthfully, and living a long, happy, healthy life without the suffering and pain so many people go through. Doctor, since you're you're also a pharmacist, and Dr. Pelton, I came across this. This was a funny picture. A pharmacist is talking to the person he's selling the drugs to, the customer, and he has two bottles in his hand. In the right hand, he says, "This pill you take at bedtime," and then the other bottle he's holding, he says, "This you take right after I tell you how much these other pills cost." So, you know, maybe it's an anti-rage pill, right, or a stress-relieving pill. But, you know, the cost of drugs and pharmaceuticals, I don't have to tell you as a pharmacist that it's off the charts. I mean, it's obscenely expensive to stay healthy if you're going to take drugs to stay healthy. And it's really not the way to stay healthy. I mean, that's a Band-Aid approach, isn't it?
You're right, David. We want to focus on natural medicine and helping the body to work correctly rather than just taking prescription drugs to try to suppress symptoms. And there's an article circulated on the internet yesterday that Novartis, the company, has got the new weight loss drug and the new diabetes drug. $500 billion.
Whoa.
That's a lot of money.
Well, but, you know, they wouldn't have that if it wasn't for the
unhealthy lifestyles.
Well, yeah, and people wanting the easy way out. I mean, most of the time, and of course I'm not a doctor myself, but a lot of people, since I've been doing this show for 30 plus years, and I've had some of the top doctors in the nation on the program, they ask me, "Oh, David, what can I take for, you know?" And then they fill in the ailment or whatever they're suffering from. It's usually not what I can do; it's what I can take. What supplement or drug or substance can I take to alleviate this problem I'm having from? Usually, it's an improper way of living. But let's get back into talking about glutathione. And why people need to remember that name, glutathione. It's actually a combination of what? Three amino acids, right?
Yes, it's a combination of three amino acids. So it's called a tripeptide. And one of the things that I think is significant is a lot of people are not consuming enough good quality dietary protein.
Mm.
So they're not getting adequate amounts of these amino acids in their diet. And so I think that's one thing that contributes to the body's declining ability to synthesize glutathione as people age. When people age, they actually require more protein, but many people are eating less. And so I think dietary protein is an important thing for people to focus on. And there's a lot of discussion in scientific circles now that the U.S. recommended daily allowance of protein, dietary protein, is set way too low.
Oh, is that right?
So that should be adjusted upward, but also elderly people, as they age, often eat less, but they need to focus on ingesting more protein. I regularly do a protein shake on a daily basis now, in addition to the meals that I eat.
Yeah, and you know, when I was researching the glutathione topic that we're talking about today, I saw that there's three ways, particular medical article said three ways to increase your glutathione levels. Sulfur-rich foods, you know, the broccoli, the cruciferous vegetables, etc. Whey protein, and I must say I had a whey protein shake with pomegranate juice as a base this morning with my breakfast, and I had an egg, sourdough toast, some berries and vegetables, and was that a pretty good healthy breakfast? with my supplements, of course.
You got some diversity in there.
Okay, and then also they said exercise. That was a third way to increase glutathione levels, because exercise itself increases your antioxidant levels.
Yeah.
Now, also, I read that glutathione, one of the important functions, or actually several, but besides, and I know you mentioned supporting the immune function of cells, but also forming sperm cells. It's an agent for mercury detoxification. And so many people, you know, as healthy as seafood is, if you're eating tuna and mackerel and swordfish and the fish that are high on the mercury scale, you need to detoxify or get rid of the mercury chelated out of your body, because I mean, mercury is a potent neurotoxin.
You bet it is. And glutathione actually binds to the mercury and gets eliminated from the body. But what people need to realize is that every time glutathione neutralizes a free radical or binds to a toxin, you're actually depleting your levels of glutathione.
It sacrifices itself, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And yeah. So people need to be proactive at boosting their glutathione levels. And a lot of people for years tried taking glutathione supplements, but that's really not effective. Glutathione supplements get broken down and destroyed before they get absorbed. Some people go to a functional medicine doctor and get intravenous glutathione,
uh-huh.
and that can be very effective, but it's pretty time-consuming and expensive. And glutathione intravenously has a very short half-life, gets oxidized very quickly, and so people have to go to a doctor several times a week if they're doing intravenous glutathione, and we're talking thousands of dollars.
Of course, yeah.
Start doing that.
And
but now there's a really a new and very effective method of boosting your glutathione levels. Has to do with a very unique strain of probiotic bacteria named Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. It's a very unique strain that was actually isolated from the intestinal tract of a healthy one-year-old child back in 1995. And when they tested this, they found its antioxidant activity was just off the charts. Thought they'd made mistakes when they were testing it, but it took them several years to figure out that the reason that antioxidant activity is so high is it synthesizes glutathione. And so
okay.
Now this is a commercial product. The patent is owned by the University of Tartu, which is in Eastern Europe. The Department of Microbiology made this discovery. But it's available in products worldwide now. You can take products that contain the Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. It's acid stable. It passes through the harsh acid environment in your stomach. And when it arrives in the small intestine, it proliferates and starts to produce glutathione 24 hours a day.
Wow.
Very effective method of boosting glutathione levels. We've got human clinical trials that document its benefit and its effectiveness.
And so it's setting up your own glutathione factory in your intestines.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then your body does absorb it from the intestinal tract into the cells?
It gets absorbed into circulation, but one of the things I think it's very effective and important is it starts out with the highest concentrations in the gastrointestinal tract where the bacteria are creating it, and the cells that line the gastrointestinal tract are called your epithelial cells.
That's right.
Have the highest rate of turnover of any cells in the body.
Exactly, which is
so
why cancer patients...
a lot of metabolic activity going on, a lot of free radicals and reactive oxygen species, and so glutathione being produced in the gut is going to help protect the lining of the gut from aging damage.
Isn't that why cancer patients have such digestive difficulties?
You bet. Chemotherapy destroys the gut, and that's where a lot of the health problems come from when people have chemotherapy. It destroys the gut. They can't absorb their nutrients. They become nutrient deficient. It's a horrible cycle.
Right, yeah. Oh, boy. So much to talk about. Now, the RegActive is the name of the product, which I've taken before, because I know that I kind of asked you a rhetorical question because I already knew about RegActive being such a great glutathione generator. Tell us how people can get this and you know, where it's available.
Yeah,
and
if
also
your health
dose.
Food store doesn't have it, you can go to essentialformulas.com. And, of course, it's available on the Internet if you do a Google search. and just look for the brand name, RegActive, that's spelled R-E-G, apostrophe ACTIV. That's a combination of the words active regeneration. That's how that brand name was derived.
That's how it came about. Okay. All right.
And
what is the dosage, Dr. Pelton?
What is it? Say that again.
The dosage. What? How much would a person take?
Yeah. There are four different formulations. There's detox and liver health. There's immune and vitality, and there's cardio wellness. And each of those three formulations contains some supplemental ingredients that will support either cardiovascular health, immune health, or your liver detoxification. The recommended dosage on those three formulas is 2 capsules per day. And then we also have essential ME3, which just contains the ME3 bacteria with no supplemental ingredients, and the recommended dose on that is 1 capsule daily.
Oh, okay. All right. So you can add that. I mean, people can use it in addition to the supplements and other probiotics they're taking now.
Strongly recommend it. I take 2 Dr. O'Hara's probiotics every morning and 2 of the RegActive products every evening at bedtime. And a lot of people ask me, well, if I'm taking a probiotic, do I need to take RegActive? And the answer is yes, because even though RegActive with the Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 is classified as a strain of probiotic bacteria, it's a whole new category. It's a glutathione booster. And so I really highly recommend that people take this in addition to their probiotic, and hopefully they're taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotic because it's the best one there is.
Right, right. Okay, on that note, Dr. Pelton, we need to take one last break of the hour, and when we come back, I have many more questions for you. Let's talk about other nutrients you can take for anti-aging effects, as well as, I know you wrote a book on rapamycin. That's an anti-aging agent as well. I want to ask you about that also. So we'll be back with more information on aging and your health here on Dr. Health. I'm David Snow. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Dr. Health returns right after this.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health, too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Welcome back to the show, David Snow on your radio. Our information is 82% new, 18% review, and it's all good for you. In fact, 9 out of 10 doctors recommend Dr. Health Radio to their patients who listen to radio. Ask your doctor if Dr. Health is right for you. Speaking of doctors, we have Dr. Ross Pelton on the program. Oh, and I also want to mention before we get back to our guest, if you want to review any part of the show, you can do so after next Wednesday or get a double dose of good health information, listen to the entire program by going to drhealthradio.com. That's when we podcast the show after it airs in all of our markets. So you can go to that website and search, look for today's date, and you'll see the show next week. All right, back to our guest, Dr. Ross Pelton. Dr. Pelton, let's talk about, now you mentioned the RegActive, which is a glutathione generator. You mentioned the dosing, so we covered that. But what about the, are there any side effects that people should know about or drug interactions and the like?
Yes, better health.
Well, no, those are special effects, not side effects.
No, there's no interactions, no problems with other medications. This is just boosting your body's ability to make one of the most important molecules it is supposed to be making on a regular basis anyway.
All right. So, yeah, and we don't want to accelerate aging, but as you mentioned, and let's just review real briefly, the things that accelerate aging of the cells are their pro-oxidants, which we don't want. Alcohol, you mentioned, also, of course, refined or ultra-processed foods that are depleted in antioxidants to begin with, and then your body creates or it needs to use more of its antioxidants to just to process it.
A couple of other ones, David.
Smoke.
The ME3 stimulates the enzymes that detoxify organochlorines and some of the other really toxic agricultural pesticides. And it also, ME3 also synthesizes manganese superoxide dismutase, which is another really important intracellular antioxidant enzyme.
I'm not sure if you can say that word, those words on the radio, but I think we've checked with our producers and it's okay. So, okay, SOD is what it's typically called, right? Superoxide dismutase?
It's manganese superoxide dismutase.
Oh, manganese, okay. Okay.
And another really critical benefit of ME3 is that it's the active thing that detoxifies mycotoxins when people get exposed to mold.
Oh, really? Wow. So if people have allergies or hypersensitivity to mold
and
mildew?
Not just that, but also floods and, you know, water damage and where mold starts to build up. It's really critical. Mold can be very toxic, as you know. And it's the mycotoxins, and glutathione is the main thing to detoxify and neutralize that.
Okay, and I know that glutathione is produced when you take NAC, N-acetylcysteine, which is one of the amino acids that everybody was taking over the last couple of years because of the effect on immunity and, you know, antiviral effects, et cetera. But can you speak to that, how NAC also can be, does glutathione take the place of NAC? Is it more powerful than NAC?
Glutathione is more powerful. NAC is just a precursor for glutathione.
Okay.
And there's some scientific studies that suggest that it is really not absorbed very well, so it doesn't convert to and allow the body to synthesize glutathione very effectively. But when you take the ME3, your body's producing glutathione directly, and it's immediately usable. And one of the things I like to emphasize about glutathione is that your white blood cells, your T cells and B cells and natural killer cells,
right,
all require glutathione to be effective.
Oh.
And so it's really a critical part of your immune system. And the author of one study said that even a partial depletion of glutathione causes a significant decline in the function of your immune system. So people really need to know how important it is to keep their glutathione levels up, and the ME3 RegActive products are the most effective way to do this.
And that's RegActive, RegActiv, if you're searching the internet or going to your health store for the supplement.
And, Reg apostrophe.
C-T-I-V. Okay. another question I had, and we talked about dosing and the benefits and side effects, drug interactions, which there are none. But what about, is there a blood test for testing your glutathione levels? I mean, is that something that would be included in a typical blood test profile?
It's not included in a typical blood test. It is testable, and they do that in research, but it's not something that people do on a regular basis.
Could you request it if you're going to the doctor for blood tests? Could you ask them to add that to it?
You could. I don't know how effective it would be because I don't know if the local labs are doing glutathione testing because it's not commonly available on your basic lab panels.
All right. Okay, and a couple other things besides taking the supplement RegActive, and just review the four different formulas of the RegActive, if you would, Dr. Pelton.
You bet. There's detox and liver health. There's cardio wellness, immune and vitality, And the fourth one that just contains the ME3 bacteria is essential ME3.
Okay, and so those formulas have other nutrients besides the Lactobacillus fermentum probiotic.
Correct. The first three, like detox and liver health, has some other ingredients to support liver health and liver detoxification. Immune and vitality has some additional immune system enhancing ingredients. Cardio wellness has got CoQ10 and a couple of other things that support cardiovascular health. And then the essential ME3 is a standalone.
Yeah, I think I remember that I was taking my favorite of the three. The combination formulas is the detox because it doesn't have milk thistle and
NAC in there. That's my go-to product also.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good. Wait, great minds think alike. okay. A couple other ways to slow aging besides supplements, food and exercise. Give us a 1-minute synopsis of each one.
Yeah. Exercise is critically important. Group of scientists a number of years ago studied people between the ages of 95 and 104.
Whoa.
And researched everything imaginable to determine what's the most important thing for healthy aging. Most important thing for healthy aging is maintain your muscle mass.
Oh,
so
right.
You have to do some form of strength training on a regular basis or you will gradually lose your muscle mass, and that causes a condition called sarcopenia.
That's right.
Which is the gradual loss of strength and muscle mass as you age. And diet is paramount. It is the most important thing for healthy aging. And I'm a big microbiome guy. And I think most people in the world have low-level dysbiosis because virtually nobody is consuming a very diverse range of different types of plant-based foods on a daily basis, which is required to create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. And so I'll talk about that with you in another program, but I've just written a paper called The Epidemic of Asymptomatic Dysbiosis.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. We'll look forward to that. And just to finish off the show, rapamycin, you wrote a book on that, booklet. So tell us what it is and why we need to know about it.
You bet. Well, rapamycin is a revolution in life extension therapies. It's the most effective life extension drug that's ever been discovered. In animal models, rapamycin treatment is causing anywhere from 20 to 60% life extension. Virtually all chronic degenerative diseases of aging respond favorably in animal models. There are human trials starting to be conducted, and there's a couple of them been published already. It looks like humans will get the same benefits or similar benefits that animals get. I've been taking it for several years now. I was interested in rapamycin for a couple of years, and then all of a sudden I became obsessed by it. There are thousands and thousands of scientific papers written on rapamycin, but nobody's written a book about it. So I took on the challenge and wrote
right.
the book, and I've proposed the mTOR autophagy theory of aging. These are the other topics in the title of my book, mTOR and autophagy, and important for people to understand what these are, the basic fundamental regulation of cellular metabolism and detoxification, and unfortunately just about everybody these days is out of balance on their mTOR autophagy ratio, and that's what rapamycin does for you. It partially inhibits mTOR and allows autophagy to function, and probably don't have enough time for me to get into an explanation of all those terms, but my book is available on Amazon. It's Rapamycin, mTOR Autophagy, and Treating mTOR Syndrome.
Okay.
And encourage people to read it because it's one of the most important health topics of all time.
And also for you've written a dozen books. Excuse me. And so can people just Google Dr. Ross Pelton and find out all the other books that you have?
Right. Or my website is The Natural Pharmacist.
Oh, yeah. The Natural Pharmacist. Is that a .com?
.net.
Naturalpharmacist.net. Okay, great. Well, I can't thank you enough, Dr. Pelton, for being on the program. And gosh, we covered a lot of ground here, and so I want to. Oh, and also, I don't want to end the show before telling you or telling the listeners. I know you know how old you are, but I want to have the listeners know. Tell us your age. You hit the big 80 recently.
Next week I'll be 81.
Oh, you'll be 80. Wonderful.
Marching towards 90.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to interviewing you for many years to come. We just had Elaine Lalane on. She's going to be 98 next month. She's the queen of fitness, America's original queen of fitness. And you mentioned how important it is to exercise in your advancing years. And she's a perfect example of that. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Pelton, and all the best. And we'll be in touch soon.
Look forward to seeing you soon. You bet. Bye
now,
right, David.
Okay, there goes Dr. Ross Pelton. And here we go with another edition of the program. Join us next week for another pharmacist, Jim LaValle, talking about everything from cardiovascular and metabolic health to much more, plus all of our regular features and new stories. So hope you'll join us then, 168 hours from right now. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm David Snow, reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.